This is the third day of the August 2018 retreat in Springwater. The rain this morning brought up a memory from last week at my home in Ithaca. A pair of robins built a nest about a month ago right outside the kitchen window, probably not 2 feet from the window in a little tree or bush. And so one baby hatched, and every day the mother would feed the baby. First, just a mouth, a big mouth, and the baby. And it seems like in 2 weeks, it grew to almost full size. But the very day before it flew away, there was a hard rain, similar to this morning. And going down or going into the kitchen during the rain, the mother was straddling the nest with her wings spread out, just like an umbrella, protecting that baby. And the baby was almost as big as the mother at this point. The very next day, the mother didn't come to feed the baby. Saw the baby strutting around the nest, hardly any room for it anymore, pruning itself. A few minutes later, came back into the kitchen, and the baby was gone. And my cats were indoors at the time, so I'm pretty sure they flew away. But just yesterday, the mother's protecting the baby, and today, it's time to fly. Where does that wisdom or intelligence come from? There's been a lot of talk and dialogue about this being here, this presence. In the opening talk, I quoted someone that said, meditation has nothing to do with self-improvement. So what does it have to do with? Crows in the distance. The very filtered light on the floor. The quiet. Is this sitting, this meditation, just something that we do at retreat? Just for this quiet? Well, who's doing what? Is it me that meditates? Or is there just what's here? Yesterday in the group dialogue, one person told little story about their dog. The dog was caught chewing on a fairly valuable item. And when the person saw this, the anger just flared up. And you can almost feel the yelling at the dog that was about to take place. But in that instant, that flash of what was there, that anger, seeing it right there so clearly, it suddenly dissolved. And presumably the dog didn't get yelled at. Maybe there's still feelings, residue in the body from the anger. But it was no longer in control. It was just seen, and that was the end. this kind of thing is not that rare, where something is really seen in a flash. And whatever, especially a strong emotion like anger, can just, I don't know, just dissipate. I used to tell a similar story here, but I told it too many times, and I don't tell it anymore if I want to get invited back, so I won't. But it was the same kind of thing, this anger just flaring up. But in a flash, with no time, just seeing it. And dribbles away. When I first went to the Zen Center in Rochester, many years ago, I, like a lot of other people, had come from, at least brought up, from a Christian kind of background. And in Christianity, there are always the Ten Commandments. We were taught as children. And I was surprised to learn that at the Zen Center, they had the precepts, which seemed very similar. Things that were written down that you were supposed to follow, presumably. And I know it was explained that, well, the precepts are what a so-called enlightened, the way an enlightened person would act. And that was sort of our goal. But is this really possible? Take some rule, commandment, precept, whatever you want to call it, and follow it in our lives. Is it even possible to know when one is, quote, violating the precept or the commandment? We're frequently so unaware what's even the motivation behind our actions. But precepts aren't necessary. When there's this quiet presence, this being here, something is, oh, I can't really call it something, but there is an intelligence, a wisdom that works totally outside of this rational, logical, thinking mind of ours. There's a lot of stories about great scientists that had these so-called eureka moments. And many times it came not while thinking, working on a problem, but having dropped it and just sitting in the bathtub or taking a shower or walking down the street. Maybe things quieted down. The rational mind wasn't churning so much. And this other kind of intelligence comes through. And you don't have to be a great scientist. Anybody that's done some type of meditation where the mind is still enough for this presence, this being here, then that intelligence can work. Or does work. I can remember the first time many, many years ago that I was actually aware of this happening. I think it was in a retreat. Maybe it was in a group dialogue. But I said something, had no idea where it came from. It just was out there. So in Buddhism, I don't remember whether it's a precept or one of the noble truths or whatever, but there's something called right action. What is right action? Do we somehow think about what the right thing to do is and then do it? That's not right action. Right action comes from this intelligence, from this stillness. And perhaps the most startling thing that can be seen is that this stillness is compassion, or love with a big L. Sometimes we refer to somebody, oh, he's a very compassionate person, or she's very compassionate. No person is compassionate. Compassion is what's there when the thinking, ego-related mind is quiet. And maybe it's not just humans. The story I told about the bird. We could call that intelligence and compassion of the mother bird. If you're at all familiar with philosophy through the years, and I'm not really, but I know that there's always been this question of good and evil that's come up. Compassion has nothing to do with good and evil. It's really almost miraculous. that at the core of human beings, and we could say all sentient beings, but let's just stick to human beings. At our very core, there is no evil. Only compassion. Then why is there so much evil in the world? Are animals capable of evil? Was that an evil dog that chewed on that valuable item? If my cat had been out at the time and the baby bird didn't make it to the next, to the branch and fell to the ground, and my cat killed it, is that an evil cat? It's just what cats and dogs do. Cats and dogs don't create evil. When there's no awareness no being here, then the self exists. For whatever reason, that self is capable of creating evil, creating havoc. So meditation has nothing to do with improving the self. It has to do with allowing this amazing intelligence and compassion allowing it to operate. just the chair under us, the mat, the cushion, the feet on the floor, on the mat. The light on the floor. Where is Bob in all of this? I'll stop here.